Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. Way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What would be your number one takeaway? And saying, if you were, as a, from a fan's perspective, not a batter's perspective, what happened in the last two or three days around the trading deadline?
It's hard to imagine that the Washington Nationals won a World Series 3 years ago and had a roster that included the likes of Max Scherzer, Anthony Rendon, Juan Soto, Trey Turner, and now everybody's gone from that team. They pulled a Marlins. Remember the Marlins twice.
Like 96 or something?
In 97 won the World Series, and then in 03 won the World Series and tore it down both times afterwards. That's really what the Nationals have done. That whole team is gone, and they are...
Well, Strasburg is still there.
Yeah.
They're not. Every 3 months, he might start a game. Yeah. Okay. And that was a legitimate win, though, when they won that, meaning it wasn't some fluke.
No, they were,
that
was they were
the
really
best.
Good.
It was the best team, probably. They came on, they surged late, if I remember. Mm-hmm. Is this an example, and is Florida another example? And you said about 97, I guess, in 03, where if you're a small market, you can maybe align your timeline for one surge. And that's it, that you can't really do it more than a year or two, whereas a team like the Yankees, Dodgers, they can keep reloading and perpetually be in competition. And if that is the answer, what's with the Padres, who are seemingly spending a ton of money?
Yeah, it's two different philosophies. Do you sell out for 1 year and try and win it, and that's all your goal is?
Can a small market win it any other way?
It's hard. I mean, well, is Atlanta a small market? Because Atlanta...
Well, they got that... Superstation is supposed to bring in real money,
and
right?
And they have locked in now. They just signed Austin Riley to a 10-year deal. They now have their core locked in for the next several seasons. Their last year was not a fluke World Series. They're going to be competitive for the next 5 years. Legit contenders for the next 5 years. But a team like... Look at Milwaukee, okay? Milwaukee is traded away Josh Hader, one of the elite closers in Major League Baseball. They bring in a good haul from the Padres. And they're a team that is not necessarily selling out to win it all in 1 year. They're trying to sustain this for the next several seasons by acquiring some of this young talent. And I don't know if that's the smartest thing for Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee would be a team that's better off trying to sell out to win it in 1 year.
Now, this brings up an interesting point. So let's look at Milwaukee and what happened around that trade. So on Monday, and this would have been on August 1st, they were 20-1 to win the World Series. and now they're 28-1. Mm-hmm. So very tangibly, they went from 20-28-1. It was a clear drop-off. Not a huge drop-off, but a drop-off. If they would have traded for the same quality, let's say they would have got, because I mean, if we look at the Padres jump, and obviously we can count, you know, today was another trade of theirs, and we'll talk about it specifically. I mean, if it, let's just say for the sake of argument that the Brewers would have gotten someone as good as they traded, do they go from 20-1 to 12-1? You know, 14-1. And your point is being Milwaukee was at 20-1. They could have traded for someone or they could trade someone away. Mm-hmm. They traded someone away, they went to 28-1. If they would have traded for someone equally good, maybe 14-1, you know, 12-1. You're saying, hey, if you just want to be competitive in the pennant race, the people in August still wanting to come to the games, the way they're doing it now makes the most sense.
Yes.
If you're trying to win it, though, mm-hmm. this isn't the way to do it. That's a philosophical question that each team has to answer. You being a Yankees fan, growing up a Yankees fan, you're spoiled, right? But
yes.
Put yourself in like the Pirates. If you're the Pirates, wouldn't the Pirates love to be Milwaukee?
Yeah, what's the question? I used to ask this all the time. What would you rather have as a fan of your sports team? One championship and 9 years of obscurity, mm-hmm. or all 10 years, you are one of the contenders for a title. You may not win one, but for every year, you are one of the contenders.
I think you're right. Now, as a Steelers fan, I'm spoiled too. So I would rather have one Super Bowl in 10 years and have some non-competitive years.
And I'm a Jets fan. I would take one Super Bowl and I'd probably do unthinkable things to get it.
See, that's what's funny. You think with the Jets, you would just want to be competitive. But I guess you were under Rex, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny. As much as it felt like you were competitive and you made two championship games, conference championships, you really never were all that competitive.
No.
I mean, it didn't feel like the Super Bowl. Those last two wins are the two toughest wins, right? Conference championship and Super Bowl, obviously. We're straight out of Vegas. Okay, let's talk Padres. Today they got, and you could make the case, a lot of times you trade for an established guy, you're worried about his age. Is he going to be, you know, how good, Pujols is an extreme example. How good will they be at the end of the contract? Padres traded for a very young quality guy that if they could keep paying him would pay off for years to come.
He's 23 years old and
jeez.
There are 12 players that were named to this, whatever it is. There's a bunch of players that were named to the Futures game this year, Major League Baseball. Top prospects, all of Major League Baseball.
So this is kind of right? Like the rookie sophomore game.
Not even, these guys aren't even in majors yet.
Oh, these are minor.
These are all minor
okay,
leagues.
Okay, okay.
Of, you know, there's 18 starters plus the bullpen. So you figure 50 guys on the team, 25 on each roster. Only 12 of them are younger than Juan Soto. he's 23. I don't think people realize this because he's been in the majors. You know, he won a World Series of the Nationals a couple of years ago.
I don't remember. Was he instrumental on that team?
He had that huge hit against the Brewers that was the bases-clearing triple that he had when the ball got past the outfielder, whoever, forgot who mm-hmm. the outfielder was, and it scored all three. They went from being down, whatever it was, 3-1 to being up 4-3. That was a key moment for them. Yeah, Soto is 23 years old. It's like, think about it. Aaron Judge right now is going through this whole contract issue with the Yankees, and the Yankees conversation has to be, do you want to give Aaron Judge a 7 or 8 year contract? He's 30 years old. Do you want to pay a 37, 38 year old $45 million a year? Or Juan Soto's 23. You can give him a 10 year deal right now, and by the time he comes to the end of it, he's 33.
Well, the only catch 22 is when you have that few years of history of being good, mm-hmm. there is a chance they're not that good. I mean, RG3 would be an example. Now, you could say it was an injury, but
yeah.
But once a guy has 4 or 5 good years, it's all, you know, he could get injured or something, but odds are that's who he is, right? Soto, you would make the case, there's some uncertainty, but, you know, you're right, is age isn't going to be the issue. He's not going to get old before the contract runs out, which is one of the reasons you would think the Yankees, I mean, it seems like the Yankees always trade for people who are got 1 or 2 good years left, mm-hmm. and then they're limping around with them, paying them gigantic dollars for 3 more years. man, you get someone this young, it's kind of interesting. Now, as a casual fan of baseball, I used to be a bigger fan. I'm happy the Dodgers didn't get Soto. I'm happy the Yankees didn't get him. To me, to some degree, to have some, you got to have a foil for the, I mean, the Yankees are going to be the team with the money. The Dodgers now even more the team with the money. You got to have a good competition. If it's Houston, you know, in the American League, if it's Atlanta, whoever it's going to be, you got it. And now the Padres and the Dodgers, in theory, this is going to be a battle for the West in years to come.
Yes, it should be.
Now,
and it makes and it feels good to have that. And we thought we had it last year with the Dodgers and the Giants, and it turns out the Giants were maybe a little bit of a fluke last year.
Okay, let's look at the World Series favorites. And then McKenzie's got some data on the Padres, where they fit when it comes to market size and richness of a team, etc. The favorite right now, the Dodgers, by a smidge, plus 370. So 100 wins you 370. Yankees second favorite, plus 390. Astros plus 475. Mets 7-1. Padres 10-1. Braves 12-1. Okay, here's what I see. I see one in the American League. It's Yankees, it's Astros, and there's not much else.
No, I think the rest of the teams will eat each other up in those early series, whether it's the Blue Jays or if the White Sox rise up and win the Central, or if it's just the Twins who win the Central. You know, there's no Seattle's not making any noise in the postseason. It's going to come down to Yankees, Astros, and the ALCS.
And they in the first top two seeds in each American League, National League get a bye.
Yes, because now there's a third wild card team. So it's a bracket style that's going to go where one and two have byes, three will play four. Three will play six, four will play five, and then one and two face the winners.
So you never know what's going to happen, but it does look like in the AL Championship Series, Yankees-Astros will be a battle.
Yes.
And maybe that's why you could make the case the Yankees are the better team, because the Dodgers are slightly favored right now to win the World Series, but it feels like maybe it's an easier road, because as much as you can say, well, the National, for the Dodgers, as much as you can say the National League's a little deeper, because they got the Dodgers, they have the Mets, they have the Padres, they have the Braves. Those are four, you know, at least the bottom three and four team there are good. But I would make the case, if you're the Dodgers, the Mets aren't as good as the Astros. And thus, I think that maybe you could make the case that the first and the third best teams in the American League, and thus it's a little easier in the National.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Where do you come down on that?
I think the National League is going to be compelling, because I think that when it comes down to these series, yes, over the course of a long season, I take the Dodgers over anybody. But when it comes down to a series, if you're giving me the Mets against the Dodgers now, and with all due respect to how good some of these Dodgers pitchers have been, I'm taking Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom against anybody that the Dodgers throw
out
there.
DeGrom's making his first start, though, the entire year?
Yeah, he hasn't pitched since last July.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have no idea what he's going to give us, right?
Well, he was throwing 100 in his rehab starts, so.
You know, I was thinking about the 100.
Right out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and if you're traveling to see your favorite team this spring, you have to stay at Graduate Hotels. They're obsessed with college sports. Each Graduate Hotel is like a shrine to its hometown and local college team, but in a good way. Lots of cool details for alumni, vintage sports throwbacks, nods to campus legends, school colors, and mascots.
Why would you stay anywhere else? Graduate Hotels is the perfect spot for the next time you go see a game and need somewhere to crash. They have over 30 hotels coast to coast, down south, all over the Midwest, so odds are there's one where you're going, especially for games in the big conferences. You can check out all of Graduate Hotels' locations at graduatehotels.com.
And when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
By the way, Padres up 7-4. They're inspired.
Yeah, game one of the doubleheader. You realize the Rockies have lost 14 straight game ones of doubleheaders?
Now, what would that be about?
Just not being prepared when you come to the ballpark? I have no idea.
I think it's about... Now, what would be interesting is because different teams approach doubleheaders differently, mm-hmm. right? So on one hand, you can play your better players in the early game.
Yeah.
Or play your better players in the later game.
Sure.
Or split them up where you have decent players in both games. Mm-hmm. Or you can say whoever the better pitcher is for the other team, we'll kind of give that up.
Yeah.
And there's all kind of
like
different...
you're going up against Yu Darvish in game one. We're going to chalk that
sacrificial
one up.
Sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, yeah.
And then get your good guys and try to get mm-hmm. the split. But if they're losing 14 straight first ones, they must... It'd be interesting to see what their process is that's leading to that, right? Because I'm guessing it's not just pure luck. Well, boy, the Padres were only minus 225. I mean, that's a bigger number, but that line actually went down. If you look at it, opened 235.
Yeah, Luke Voit got traded, so he was obviously out of the lineup today. They got yeah,
okay, and the players and Soto wasn't in the lineup.
No.
And how quickly does a guy like Soto get in the lineup typically?
Probably tomorrow.
That soon. Okay. Yeah. So during the deadline, when there are these, and sometimes they will, and now it's kind of
might be on a plane right now, like on a private jet or something.
And sometimes, like as of yesterday, they might be trading. They sit out because they don't want them getting hurt. Or
Soto played yesterday, hit a home run against Max Scherzer. It was
really
it was a good final day for Nationals fans to see him.
Boy, that's wild. You think if you almost have a trade. You sit him that game.
Well, I don't think they almost had anything.
So it was one of these. So this was unexpected. The Padres surged with the offer then.
I think it was just a matter of who was going to pull the trigger. And I think the Padres, seeing the Dodgers really about to make a deal, were willing to then go the extra mile to get it done.
Before you give your World Series pick, do you think Washington, who plays at 7:05, are they demoralized?
I can't see how they're going to score any runs today.
But that's about how good the team is without Soto.
No, I also think that they just have no interest in playing.
Okay, and if you look at the number here...
It's not just Soto that got traded. Josh Bell was their second best bat as well, and he went to the Padres also.
And when was that trade?
He went with Soto.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. Okay. All right. And by the way, the Mets are playing Washington. They are now minus 350. You don't see many lines as high as 350 in baseball. It means you got to bet 350 yeah. to win just 100.
Here's a good tweet from David Pernum from ESPN. It says that the Mets are 345, 350. It's the biggest road favorite of the season. It's the eighth time.
Did you
time.
See my instincts there? Did you see that?
Well, yeah.
I said, yeah. You don't see one that high very often.
It's the eighth time that the Mets have been minus 300 favorites since 2017.
So once a year.
Seven of those eight starts, Jacob DeGrom was the starting pitcher. Who's the pitcher today? Jacob DeGrom.
You know something? I'm gonna call this a lean, just a little lean. I'm going to lean over eight.
Okay, let me tell you something. I said this on my show last night. If there was no Soto trade, mm-hmm. I was betting the Nationals today.
Figuring that there was a sigh of relief.
You might have gotten a disgruntled Soto because he doesn't want to be there, but maybe the rest of the team picks mm-hmm. it up, and I was going to fade DeGrom on his first start back. But after this trade, no Soto, no Bell. This team is just dead. DeGrom's going to throw five shutout innings and get out of the game.
So you want to do a $100 bet? I'll take over eight.
You'll take the over eight?
I like over eight. You're saying it's going to be shutout, so press the green button, buddy.
Well, can I get the Nationals under? Because what if the Mets score nine runs?
Well, again, we don't. All these team totals and all these bets that you could get $50 on, I don't deal. I deal with the big bets.
But I think
this is a no. You
this
don't
is
want
a
it.
No, because I think the Mets might score nine runs.
All right. All I'm saying is DeGrom coming back, there's certainly uncertainty. Right? There's uncertainty.
Yeah.
And number two is I'm not sure Washington doesn't, because this is their current reality here forward the rest of the year. Maybe they're going to be, hey, guys, this is it. Larry Bird's not walking through this door. Let's go.
Yeah, but I think if you're also...
quickly, then we'll get your World Series.
If you're also, Dave Martinez, the Nationals manager, it's like, I won a World Series. This team is now
Well,
gone.
Then it's time to get him out. It's time to get him out of there.
I don't even want to be here anymore.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and if you're traveling to see your favorite team this spring, you have to stay at Graduate Hotels. They're obsessed with college sports. Each Graduate Hotel is like a shrine to its hometown and local college team, but in a good way. Lots of cool details for alumni, vintage sports throwbacks, nods to campus legends, school colors, and mascots.
Why would you stay anywhere else? Graduate Hotels is the perfect spot for the next time you go see a game and need somewhere to crash. They have over 30 hotels coast to coast, down south, all over the Midwest, so odds are there's one where you're going, especially for games in the big conferences. You can check out all of Graduate Hotels' locations at graduatehotels.com.
And when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you had $100 I gave you and you had to bet on one of these teams to win the World Series, what would it, which team would it be?
It's the Yankees. They're the best team in baseball, and they actually got better at the trade deadline. And everyone wants to talk about, you know, the Andrew Benintendi, who's now going to be their everyday left fielder. But the pitching that they got, Frankie Montas from the A's, Jalu Trevino, who is now sliding. They have four closures. Once Zach Britton, who could possibly come back from Tommy John surgery at the end of this season, if he comes back, the Yankees have four closures in their bullpen.
All right.
Four. So right now they have three. Three. They have Clay Holmes, Aroldis Chapman, and Lou Trevino now in their bullpen.
Yankees right now, you can get almost 4-1. They're plus 390, second favorite to the Dodgers. My best bet, I'm going to do it quick, and then I'll kind of do it tomorrow again with more detail as we're ending the show. I like Tua under 4,000 passing yards.
Ooh.
And I love this play, and here's why. Think about what Miami has done in the offseason. They signed one of the most expensive left tackles in the game, Armstead, except that's not Tua's blind side. If you're getting ready for a long future with a left-handed quarterback, do you really sign the most expensive left tackle when that's not his blind side? Right? Okay, so that's like, what does that say? It says they're ready for a future without Tua. Okay. Another thing, would you trade for Tyreek Hill or trade Tyreek Hill in a situation where he's one of the best, if not the best, long ball threat in the game, and Tua has a noodle arm that doesn't throw long all that well? And then you think about the Tom Brady stuff and just now the owner Ross is getting penalized for the talks and the illegal contact. They're ready for a post-Tua future, which means if Tua isn't doing so well, Teddy Bridgewater comes in, and that means Tua doesn't go over 4,000. He only had 2,600 yards last year. He played 12 games. I mean, he has to get 1,400 more yards to go over 4,000. I don't think that's going to happen. Best bet, Tua, under 4,000 yards. And, oh, by the way, Scott on Twitter, it's at Scott's on air. We'll be back tomorrow.
I'll allow it.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. And today, obviously, you can get the show on podcast form if you missed anything. And tomorrow, I'm going to give you another NFL best bet. Talk to you then.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $69.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
Clown Parade is an anthology comedy podcast series presented by Will Ferrell, Bowen Yang, and Matt Rogers. Each month, hear a fresh comedic talent create a brand new podcast format hosted by an original character of their own creation in the spirit of the Ron Burgundy podcast.
What I want you guys to produce are multiple podcasts.
Oh.
It's one podcast called Clown Parade, a anthological character piece carefully curated by culturistas.
Listen to Clown Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
FS1.
Please me, baby.
One.
To find FS1 on your television, go to foxsports.com for details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.